Now, for more on this matchup, we are joined by Greg Pogue with Sports Radio 560 in Music City. And let's get right into it here. I'm sorry, I didn't even realize you guys have a hockey team.
No, and what is a Canuck, by the way? I'm trying to figure that out.
What? Come on, you don't know what a Canuck is? It's slang for Canadian. Do your homework.
Oh, so you want to? Is this the Montreal Canadiens, the Vancouver Canadiens? What?
Well, there's the Montreal Canadiens, and then there's the Vancouver Canucks.
So yeah, it's just like us calling you guys Yankees.
Anything to you?
Sorry, what was that?
Does the year 1993 mean anything to you?
Was Nashville even around then? I don't know.
Yeah, it's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. So, yeah, you may know hockey, but you sure the hell can't play it.
Well, when's the last time the Predators won the Cup?
I think we're even with the Canucks in that regard.
Okay, now, Greg, do you honestly think the Predators are going to have a chance at even beating the Canucks?
Now, let me ask you something. The other night when the Blackhawks scored that empty goal, the shorthanded goal, how hard would that nail be drived up y'all's butt with a sledgehammer? It got so tight.
Well, I'm sorry, the past. Are we talking about the past now, or are we looking forward to the future?
You wanted to talk about 1993. I thought, okay. No, I was told to talk smack. It's really not our style down here. We're gracious people. We're just happy, that we got our, women and children out back in the trailer, pregnant and barefoot. And so we're just happy to have hockey.
Oh, that's nice. I'm surprised the ice can even sort of stay frozen down there.
Well, I heard it was 11 degrees. And by the way, that's how I was hearing your news report. That's how we handle our road rage. We just get out and start shooting.
Oh, boy. Really, though, for Vancouver fans who don't know much about the Preds, what do you guys have? A good goalie and Mr. Carey Underwood?
Yeah, and, Carey Underwood's pretty solid. You'd like to have the talent we've got down here off the ice, that's for sure. But, no, I guess the best defenseman in the league. We got to go to Western Canada to get Shea Weber. Thanks for sending him. At least we don't, Pekka-Rinne, one of the better goaltenders, Vezina Trophy candidate, along with, Roberto Luongo, who gets pulled. Wow.
All right, now, okay, let's talk about the games. Are these games at all selling out in Nashville? Could maybe a real hockey fan from Vancouver walk up and just buy a ticket ahead of game 3 or 4?
No, they're sold out. They've been sold out. The Canadian media has made a lot about, the team leaving in recent years, but obviously it's very solid here. Sells out all the games. It really brings sort of a football mentality to it. Obviously, we're an NFL city. College football's big here. And no, it's a rocking place. They love their hockey here.
So what, are you guys tailgating out in the parking lot before the game?
No, we actually have indoor plumbing.
Wow.
We're pretty modern.
And fans know what's going on? You guys don't need that glowing light on the puck anymore?
No, actually, it's hard for me to talk smack. I love Vancouver.
Aww.
What a great city. I've been there quite often to see some Preds games and all the things. I'm actually going to come tomorrow night and watch the Grizzlies play.
Hey, wait a minute. That was smack talk. You're pretending to be nice.
Yeah, you can't keep the Grizzlies. I forgot.
Yeah,
the Grizzlies weren't really supposed to move to Nashville, though. That was that was the promise made.
Well, hey, I tell you what. You can have Memphis.
Well, for a guy who's not good at smack talk, you've done very well, sir.
Well, hey, no, I appreciate the opportunity. And, obviously we're looking forward to it. The Vancouver, what a great season it had. And I know that, quite frankly, it's a different animal for you guys. You're carrying the weight of the country. I know how badly the Canada wants to bring that cup back home, and I hope we can prevent it.
Okay, Greg, maybe when you get into town, we'll hook up for a couple of real Canadian brewskis and show you what the real stuff is like.
I'll bring some of our Tennessee whiskey.
Oh, do that.
Even better. Okay, thanks, Greg.